You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has released an alert that starting today at 6 a.m., the air quality index is expected to reach the orange level, which means that it is unhealthy for sensitive groups across much of the state, with the possibility to reach the red level, unhealthy for all, due to wildfire smoke from Canada. People with asthma, older adults, and children should take care, but everyone should watch for symptoms like coughing and shortness of breath and be prepared to take a break or move indoors. Once again, today at 6 a.m., the air quality index is expected to reach the orange level, which is unhealthy for sensitive groups, with the potential to reach the red level, which is unhealthy for all, due to wildfire smoke from Canada. Please be prepared to take a break or move indoors. World Elder Abuse Awareness Day is coming up and is recognized yearly on June 15th. This year, in honor of the day, the Phillips Senior Nutrition Site and the Phillips First Presbyterian Church are offering a presentation. This will be taking place June 18th at 12 p.m. and will feature Julia Wienendahl, who is the staff attorney from Judicare, and will be presenting on useful tools that elders can use to protect themselves or loved ones from financial scams. This is extremely important because learning how to protect yourselves from these scams could potentially prevent a crisis. Once again, this is taking place June 18th at 12 p.m. over at 144 North Avon Avenue in Phillips. A group of bills designed to protect the LGBTQ plus community in Wisconsin is before the legislature. Lisa Hale reports.
The Legislative LGBTQ plus Caucus introduced the 2025 Equality Agenda Bill package in Madison Thursday. The package includes four bills that provide equity and protections for LGBTQ plus community in Wisconsin and two joint resolutions that designate June 2025 as Pride Month and remove marriage restrictions from Wisconsin's Constitution. One bill would remove gay and trans panic defense from Wisconsin courts. Representative Ryan Spouty of Ashwaubenon.
Claiming that somebody panicked because another person was gay or trans, it treats our community as inherently dangerous, which is profoundly discriminatory. And it's baseless.
The Legislative LGBTQ plus Caucus's goal is to draft and advance legislation that addresses the unique barriers that the community continues to confront on a daily basis.
Ashland County now has emergency alerts. You can sign up to receive alerts for severe weather and threats to safety in your area within Ashland County. The Ashland Bayfield Emergency Communications Center, along with emergency management staff, will be able to alert you with a message to your cell phone, email, and or landline of dangers that may be coming your way. You can sign up through a link available on the Ashland County Sheriff's Office Facebook page, which is Ashland County Sheriff's Office. Once again, Ashland County now has emergency alerts available. These can be sent to your cell phone, email, and or landline, and will alert you of any dangers that may be coming your way. That link is available on the Facebook page, Ashland County Sheriff's Office. Wednesday, June 18th at 6 p.m. over at the Price Ice Recreation Arena, Summer Nerf Wars are returning. This is $5 per person, and all you need is a Nerf gun and eye protection. All ages are welcome. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, June 18th at 6 p.m., over at 301 North 3rd Avenue in Park Falls. State lawmakers are considering a bipartisan bill that would make it easier and less expensive for women to get further breast cancer screenings. Savannah Tomielsen reports.
Gail's Law is named after Gail Ziemer, a Neenah woman who advocated for increased access throughout her own battle against breast cancer. Ziemer died last year. The bill would require insurance companies cover testing for women who have high risk factors, have dense breast tissue, or genetic mutations. They're more likely to need additional testing and screening beyond just the yearly mammogram. Gail's daughter, Sophie.
After never missing a mammogram, my mom's initial stage 3C diagnosis was caught only after an additional ultrasound that she paid for out of pocket. While my family is blessed to be able to afford these out-of-pocket costs, my mom knew that this would be considered a luxury for many. My mom, being the woman she was, could not sit on the sidelines and wait for someone else to do the work.
Now, this bill has been considered before. Republican Cindy Duco of Deerfield.
We're going to somehow wrestle this through. Quite often it takes women to fight for other women.
More than 30 other states have laws like this one. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Some big plays at the Packers practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers are wrapping up a week of OTA practices. A 60-yard bomb for a touchdown from Jordan Love to wide receiver Dontavian Wicks. Offensive coach Jason Vrabel on how Wicks has improved.
I think he's matured so much. You know, he's always been a hard worker. He's always practiced really, really hard. But it's just, I think mentally, he was just, you know, kind of some days going like this, you know, and you could feel the, it was almost like the whole world's weighing on him. I just said, man, like, just let your work take care of itself.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a three-game weekend series tonight in Philadelphia. In golf, round two of the U.S. Women's Open at Erin Hills, just outside of Hartford, Wisconsin. Yolimi Noh from the U.S. atop the leaderboard after chipping in for an eagle on the par five at 14.
Well, U.S. Opens are always very grand, and coming to Erin Hills definitely lived up to the expectation. It's an incredible golf course.
That's golfer Yolimi Noh with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Speaking of privileged cluelessness, actress Jenna Ortega says she was unhappy after her role in Wednesday catapulted her to fame. The rich 22-year-old actress told Harper's Bazaar becoming famous was intense and scary. She also said she was unhappy playing a schoolgirl in the show when she was becoming a young woman in real life, which she feared would not allow people to take her seriously. Such a big fat bummer. I'm sure Starbucks is hiring. Actress Felicity Huffman went on Good Morning America to talk about her new and most likely terrible Lifetime film. While being interviewed, she reacted to the news that Kerry Washington is part of a new Desperate Housewives reboot. She said it was great that they are redoing Wisteria Lane for women of color. This is the same woman who cheated to get her own privileged but not so bright daughter into college, most likely taking a spot away from someone who needed it more or a person of color. It is good that she at least seems okay with TV people of color getting ahead. Some people seem to forget that the Me Too movement was supposed to change things for the better. According to a new lawsuit being filed, Kevin Costner is not one of them. A 34-year-old female stunt performer on Costner's bomb, Horizon, an American Saga Chapter 2, alleges she was a victim of sexual discrimination, harassment, and the creation of a hostile work environment, according to the New York Post. Costner and his legal team are denying all allegations and probably trying to forget that the movie even exists. Costner and his legal team are denying all allegations and probably trying to forget that this clunker of a movie even exists. In reboots that don't need to happen, especially for shows that ran too long in the first place news, Duck Dynasty is coming back. I know what you're thinking. Oh joy. The Robertson family are the marketing geniuses who pretended to be hillbillies to get actual hillbilly viewers. Duck Dynasty The Revival premieres June 1st on A&E and is already renewed for a season 2. Well, the summer box office is off to a roaring start after last weekend's record-setting 4 days, thanks to Lilo and Stitch and Mission Impossible. Those two films will probably get quite a few eyes this weekend as well and could even finish 1 and 2 again. But they will have stiff competition from a franchise film and a studio with a reputation for putting out solid work. Karate Kid Legends opens this weekend. Star of the original Karate Kid, Ralph Macchio, is part of the cast where he trains a young boy in New York City who takes on, you guessed it, a karate champion bully. Where do they come up with this stuff? Oh yeah, they already have. Several times. The film is pulling a 55 currently on Rotten Tomatoes, with more reviews due to roll in at some point. A24 Studios' Bring Her Back is a good old-fashioned R-rated thriller that is reviewing through the roof on Rotten Tomatoes. Summer's here, so let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of clouds and sun today. You may notice some smoke in the air as well. An isolated shower or thunderstorm possible late in the afternoon with high temps right around 80. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 45. Weekend looks great. Sunny skies, upper 70s to low 80s. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.